Well, one day there was a family going to church, and the parents gave their six-year-old boy a $5 bill to put into the collection basket. And as the basket went by, the boy wouldn't let go of the bill. He wanted to keep it. And the parents said, put it in, put it in. He kept saying no. Well, then after Mass, the pastor was in the back greeting the people, saying goodbye, shaking hands. And the little boy walked up to the pastor and said, this is for you. And the pastor said, you're supposed to put it in the basket. And the boy says, well, I was going to, but the other day I overheard my dad say that during these many years that we've come to this church, that you are the poorest pastor we've ever had, the poorest preacher. Well, what's interesting, after Mass, first of all, I want to say the reason why I say that is because of this giving of gifts. That little boy had a great desire to give a gift to that particular priest. And the wise men, they came with their gifts on this feast day of the Epiphany. It is funny that after the 9:30 Mass, a little boy did come up and hand me a $5 bill, which I, of course, put into the basket. But the next time I'm going to use a $50 bill analogy, I think. Well, today we have the wise men who come bearing gifts for the Christ child. And I think that we can really compare the travels of the wise men to us coming to Mass each and every Sunday. Now, the wise men, they had to travel, they had to journey, and when they came, they found the Christ child. And what did they do? They gave him adoration, they gave him homage, and they adored the Christ child. And isn't that what we do? We travel from our homes every Sunday and come to the Mass, which is Christmas, Christ Mass. And that's one of the great things about being a Catholic, is that we don't just celebrate Christmas one day a year. We celebrate Christmas every time we come to Mass. We get the word Christmas from Christ Mass. In a few moments, the Lord will become present on this altar, and we, like the wise men of old, we come to adore him. We come to receive him and to worship him. Now, of course, their travels were a little bit different than ours. They had to travel all the way from perhaps Persia or Parthia, traveling thousands of miles, taking many months to get to the Christ child. I think we can learn some important things from the wise men. First of all, their determination and their ardent desire to see the newborn king. Imagine that, traveling all those miles through deserts and over mountains and through valleys and across rivers to get to see the Christ. And isn't that inspiring for us? We might think, well, I'm not going to go to Mass today. It's such a long drive all the way down there. And yet, you know, we have nice cars with heating and air conditioning and very good roads to travel. Whereas the wise men, they had to worry about wild animals. They had to worry about robbers and brigands and bad weather. And also riding on camels. I had the privilege, and I don't know if it's really a privilege, but I had the opportunity once in the Holy Land riding on a camel. It's a painful experience, okay? It's not comfortable. And maybe if you do it for thousands of miles, you get used to it. But they also smell terribly. I don't know if you know that. Camels are one of the worst smelling animals out there. So these wise men, they came, and they had a lot of sacrifice in their journey. There's no doubt about that. All the hardships they endured, and yet their goal was to see the Christ. And they did that. And that should inspire us to come, obviously, to Mass and to adore him. Now, when they found the Christ child, what did they do? They showed him adoration and homage. In fact, they got down and they prostrated themselves on the ground. That's how much adoration they gave to the Lord. Now, we, of course, have the great custom of genuflecting. And when we come into the church, the school, we should always genuflect to Christ in the tabernacle. That's the least we should do, because the Lord is present. He's just as much present to us here and now as he was 2,000 years when the wise men entered the house that day and found Mary and the child Jesus. He's just as much here in the tabernacle. So we should show great respect and adoration by genuflecting and then receiving the Lord with great reverence and great care. We're so much more blessed than the wise men. They journeyed for months. They got to see Jesus probably for just a few hours, maybe a few days, and then they had to leave. Whereas we can receive Jesus, not just see him, but receive him in communion. He comes into our heart and soul and stays there for at least 15 minutes after we receive communion. So we all become living tabernacles whenever we receive the Lord. And so we're more privileged than the wise men of old who traveled all that way. And then the last thing they did was they gave gifts to the Christ child. And every time we come to Mass, we should give spiritual gifts to the Christ child as well. Now the gifts they brought were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And of course these were very valuable gifts from the East. And the gold, however though, there's deeper symbolism to these gifts. And the saints and the fathers of the church tell us that the gifts were so appropriate for Christ. The gold, to acknowledge his kingship, since gold was a fitting gift for a king. The incense was used in the worship of God. The frankincense is a very expensive incense used for the adoration of God. And so the incense represents their gift to the divinity of Christ. And then the myrrh is very interesting. I brought some myrrh with me today. Somebody let me borrow their myrrh. And the myrrh is almost like a berry that's very hard. It gets crushed up and mixed with olive oil. And it's used, as you know, for the anointing of the deceased, for burial anointings. When somebody dies, they're anointed with the myrrh. And the myrrh is also an appropriate gift for the Lord because he was truly man and he came to die for our sins. So those gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh truly acknowledge the kingship of Christ, the divinity of Christ, and the humanity of Christ. Now when we come on our pilgrimage every Sunday to Christ Mass to see the Christ child, I would suggest that we also bring the three gifts: the gold of our love, the incense of our prayers that drift up to heaven, and the myrrh of our mortifications, our daily sacrifices that we have every day. And those three gifts are a beautiful gift to give to the Lord, especially as this new year has begun. The New Year's resolution I would encourage you to make is to grow closer to Jesus every single day during this coming year. It's very simple, but just do that as a New Year's resolution. Say you want to grow closer to Jesus each and every day. And what better way than to increase our love for him, to be faithful to our prayers, our prayer life, and then to offer up the daily crosses that we carry. I've never met a person who doesn't carry some burden or some cross. For you, it might be a financial burden, it might be a relationship burden, it might be a physical health problem, it might be emotional, it might be spiritual. Your daily cross, that is the myrrh that you offer up to the Lord. I think the best advice the nuns used to give us, three words, right? Offer it up. And there's a lot of wisdom to that. Offer it up. When somebody had a toothache, they would tell you, well, just offer that up. If you stubbed your toe, offer it up. It becomes a prayer. So love, prayer, and sacrifice. Those are the three gifts that we should give to the Christ child. So as we're wise, if we're wise, we will continue to make that journey to worship the Christ child and to adore him with reverence and love, but also to give him these three spiritual gifts. God bless you.